This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report at AM 1520. We've had many programs regarding the Challenger Learning Center in recent years, and we have the chairman of the board of directors, Steve Cotton, with us, and Michael Sheehan, executive director of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie counties. Tell you a little bit more about these gentlemen. Steve Cotton was raised on his family's farm in central New York. After graduating from high school in 69, he received an A.B. in physics and education from Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, and a M.S. degree in applied geophysics from the Henry Crum School of Mines of Columbia University. And a little bit of information about Michael Sheehan. He's been driving STEAM education initiatives since 2018 for the Challenger Learning Center. With a background in physics and astronomy from SUNY Geneseo, Michael has extensive experience in managing educational programs, developing partnerships, and leading nonprofit operations. It's really a hidden treasure, the Challenger Learning Center in Lockport, New York. Gentlemen, why don't you explain to us what is the Challenger Learning Center?
Well, Brian, this is Steve. The Challenger Learning Center is, our Challenger Learning Center is one of 45 nationwide that were founded by the families of the Challenger space shuttle that exploded shortly after takeoff on January 28, 1986. The families wanted to memorialize the crew and their mission in a unique fashion, and so they partnered with some government organizations and other nonprofits to found a foundation which established these centers nationwide to promote STEM education based on space science and the mission of the Challenger crew. So we have embraced that, and we use space exploration, astronomy, and other means to promote STEM education here in our three-county area.
Michael, would you like to add to that?
That's pretty much the brand of Challenger. It's specifically in Lockport. We're a new space center, just a few years old. We are teaching kids every day. We are bringing the planetarium out to schools. We are having schools come in and students train and be an astronaut for a day. It's a lot of fun to visit us or to have us visit you. And we hope to see more public awareness and serving more kids as we continue to grow.
Now, if somebody is listening in Lockport or Toronto or Manhattan and they'd like to give a donation, how can they do that? Where should the donation be sent, please?
Checks can be mailed to us at 160 Washburn Street, Lockport, New York. The Challenger Learning Center is the business name.
Our zip code is 14094.
Thanks. Our website has some donation buttons. So on the main page, there's an embedded pop-up button for donating, or you can go to clclockport.org, CLC for Challenger Learning Center, clclockport.org/donate. There's a donate button there.
And this is tax deductible, of course, as a 501c3.
Yes, 501c3, nonprofit status.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners to give generously. This is a vital source for young people to learn about space exploration. So we encourage active giving for the Challenger Learning Center in Lockport, New York. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Challenger Learning Center. of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie Counties, CLC-1. What's the background on that, gentlemen?
Well, actually, the organization was founded in 2006 by a group of residents from the three counties, and then for about 10 years, they were looking for a place suitable to house the center. In 2013, they identified the Harrison Place facility in Lockport as a likely location. They signed a lease. The guy gave them the first floor of an entire building in Harrison Place. And starting in 2014, that first floor was renovated, and primarily gutting the building and reconstructing the space so it's suitable to house our space mission simulator, an activity room, a couple of offices. And then full operation began January 1st in 2017. So we've had all of our facilities fully operational and available to the public and to local school districts since January 1st, 2017. We've been running our programs since then based upon the space mission simulator, an inflatable planetarium dome, and a robotics lab that we have based upon Legos. Those are the three pillars of our programming around which we offer various other activities as well. We made it through COVID with some help and a little out of creativity by the staff. And then this past year, the eclipse was a big event for us. We were very active out in the community providing instructions and background about the eclipse and promoting eclipse-related activities. So that kind of brings us up to date, Brian.
Anything you'd like to add, Michael?
In recent years, since the pandemic, we've been putting more effort into our partnerships. So if there's other organizations out there that you know of or that you're involved with, we are trying to establish partnerships to do more community work and have symbiotic kind of programmatic updates. So we have some partners in Lockport, some in Buffalo, some in Niagara Falls, and we just want to continue to do that and increase our community work and presence.
We're learning a great deal about the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie County, CLC-1. Of course, we encourage all of our listeners to give and give generously for this program. Very vital for young people to learn about space exploration. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding recent guests, Glinsman Gilbert, Canadian performer Terry King with the Gospel Ministries, and Dr. John Long, World War II veteran. Coming up, we're going to have two leaders with the Polish Saturday School, Mike Samasi and Mira Schrammel, and lobbyist Jack O'Donnell on the Rusk Report. Little promo here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little more information about our guests. Michael Sheehan is passionate about inspiring curiosity and learning. He has designed hands-on programs such as space missions, robotics, workshops, and planetarian shows. Some more information about Steve Cotton. Following 5 years of teaching physics at both high school and college levels, Steve Cotton enjoyed a 22-year career with coal mining company Consol Energy, based outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which we blanket with the Bet 1520. Advancing in its R&D department from geophysicist to director of the mining section, and then as maintenance systems manager in Consol's IT department. While with Consol, he contributed to development and application of new technology and methods to improve coal seam characterization and coal mining production and safety. These two gentlemen are with the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie counties. And we'd like to talk about your location and how easy it is if somebody's traveling from Toronto or Pittsburgh or Rochester to get there. Tell us about your location, please.
Brian, we're pretty easy to find. We're in downtown Lockport. If you come in from the east or west on Route 31 into Lockport, you stay right on Route 31 and it brings you right to our front door. We are at the corner of Washburn and Walnut Streets. There's a stoplight that have to negotiate at a curve in Route 31, and we're right there on that corner in downtown Lockport. You can look for some big banner signs in our windows that advertise space missions, have our logo. So we're actually easy to find. Parking is available generally on the street in front of our building, or there are a couple of parking lots nearby which offer ample parking for visitors. If you're coming from the north or south, enter Lockport until you intersect Route 31 and then follow the same direction. So location is easy to find, and if you're looking for us, we're fairly prominent.
Very good. Wonderful experience for young people and old people. It's a great educational experience. Let's talk about your objectives and goals for the Challenger Learning Center for coming years, Michael Sheehan and Steve Cotton.
Our objectives as a young business, relatively new business, we want to grow. We want to grow our visitor attendance and engagement. So we want more kids in here to train to be an astronaut, to see what kind of career possibilities are out there in STEM. We do want to expand our offerings to more age levels and say more adult groups and more younger kids programs. We want to work with other partners out there in the community, do more community work, we want to continue to be a long-term fixture in the community. We want to stick around a long time and be a community fixture for this area.
Steve?
I think our goal, I guess Mike says, is outreach. Our mission is to promote STEM education, especially with kids in the late elementary or junior high school ages, when they are most open and formative to ideas, but we're not exclusive for that. So therefore we involve local schools as much as we can. We've got a good partnership with the Lockport School District that we're fostering. We're looking to expand that with other school districts, and we're having some success with that locally here in Niagara County and Orleans County. We also encourage scout groups, church groups, libraries, anyone that reaches out to that age group that we can address, either through our space missions that we offer here on site, the mobile planetarium, which we can offer shows either at our location or remote locations. And then we have our Lego robotics program, which introduces kids to basic and mechanical concepts, construction, and robotics programming. So we have a very active program, robotics program here, that introduces upper elementary and junior high school kids to those types of activities, and then many of those go on to participate in more involved and demanding programs at the high school level, sponsored by local high schools. So our outreach is obviously focused on education, but we're also, what we offer is also entertainment, entertaining for older students, adults. We have community groups come in, run missions, or we offer planetarium shows for them, with, you know, giving them an opportunity for experience things that aren't common here in our three-county area, or at least. So we are a unique offering for this area that we serve. Nothing quite duplicates or can duplicate what we do.
Let's talk a little bit more about your main programs and activities. If you can go into a little bit more depth, if a third grade class comes from a local elementary school, what are they going to see? What are they going to do in the different components of the Challenger Learning Center in Lockport, New York?
For a visit to the center, we have an immersive, realistic, and hands-on way to apply STEM concepts in our space mission simulator. There's two components, a mission control and a spacecraft mock-up room. And we have teamwork. We have to communicate with each other, do some group problem solving, some decision making as a group. And we're also working on specific STEM-related jobs or careers that are simplified for youth. That's our space mission simulator. And our planetarium is, you know, essentially a theater for space. We talk about astronomy concepts as well as other topics. It's a multidisciplinary theater. We can talk about various other things with astronomy as a vehicle.
For our space mission simulations, we can address groups of starting with a minimum of 8 and then advancing up to groups as large as 30. We assemble those groups into two separate teams. We assign one team for the mission simulator. We assign one team to mission control, the compatriots to the space station. They then go through a series of scripted exercises to execute space mission. This is all under the guidance of our staff here at the Challenger Center. The mission itself takes about anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, depending on group size. We had a group of adults in here a couple of weekends ago who just enjoyed it immensely. They even found it challenging and fun. That's one of the basis of what we try to accomplish here, Brian, is not only to educate, but also do it in a way that's engaging and enjoyable for not only the students, but all age groups. And then if a group has time, after they do the space mission simulation, Michael said that we can also offer them a planetarium programming. And so, if time is available or we can work it out with a group, they can have two separate, very enjoyable and immersive experiences here at our location.
Again, if somebody is interested in donating $10 or $10,000, how do they write a check and where do they send it to?
A check can be addressed to CLC of O-N-E, that's the shorthand for Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, Erie County. So the shorthand, that's just CLCOVONE. And our address is 160 Washburn Street, Lockport, New York, 14094. 160 Washburn Street, Lockport, New York, 14094. And our website does have donation buttons as well, at clclockport.org/donate, or just on the main page, there's a button there at just clclockport.org.
Also, if someone wants to talk about scheduling a visit to our center for either a simulated space mission or a planetarium program or both, or some other STEM activities that we could offer as well as enrichment for schools, homeschool groups, libraries, churches, whatever. We host birthday parties, which very successfully. We just had a Cub Scout group in here one evening this past week for a planetarium show that they very much enjoyed. I think it's educational and also helped them with their merit badges, things of that nature. We do support Scout merit badge activities in certain areas. They should call the office. Our office number, Michael, is
716-434-3196. 716 is Buffalo area code. 716-434-3196. Happy to talk to you.
Wonderful.
Or please leave a message on our answering machine.
We encourage all of our listeners, if they're listening in Cheektowaga or Montreal or Manhattan, to give and give generously to the Challenger Learning Center. Our address here, if you have any comments or thoughts, please write to Brian Rusk at BET AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Steve Cotton, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie Counties. From 2004 to 2014, Steve was Director of Internal R&D for Raytheon UTD, located in Springfield, Virginia, responsible for the managing the company's R&D program and its intellectual property portfolio, as well as prototype equipment development and technology commercialization. And Michael Sheehan, Executive Director of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara and Erie Counties, contributes to regional organizations and initiatives promoting science and education. Our guest today with the Challenger Learning Center. Let's describe a simulated space mission. What is that all about, gentlemen?
Well, our current space mission involves imagining that you are in orbit around Mars and supporting a Martian exploration station on the surface of Mars. So there is a constant monitoring of the welfare of the crew, the performance of the space craft that they're in, and also the facilities that are on the Martian surface. There's tasks to be performed during the hour and a half long mission. There are problems that need to be solved both within and without the spacecraft, some related to operation of spacecraft, others related to environmental conditions that occur on or around the Martian surface. Decisions have to be made about whether to proceed and how to proceed with the mission. So there is, as Michael said earlier, a lot of information has to be processed. Decisions had to be made collectively. Therefore, there has to be a great deal of communication and teamwork to make the decisions necessary for mission success. It's an immersive environment for all the participants. Once you engage, you really become involved with the problem, with the mission, And there is a strong sense of camaraderie and accomplishment at the end of the mission. Again, we can handle groups of anywhere from 8 to 30 people at a time for a mission. The crews, the division of the two of the group into two sections, the mission control and the space station crews, they rotate midway through the mission. So those individuals on a space station get to rotate into the mission control area, and those on the mission control rotate in the space station. So both, everyone in the group gets the same experience. If you've been here before and you run, go through this mission again, there are 8 different tasks assigned necessary to execute the mission. So if you were on one task when you were first here, if you are, you can be assigned to a different task, which can give you a completely different set of requirements, needs, and exercise different skills. So even if you've been here before, the mission will have differences which will make it a unique experience for both different visits.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report on the BET AM 1520 to a close. We've learned so much from Steve Cotton, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie Counties, and from Michael Sheehan, Executive Director of the Challenger Learning Center. It's a wonderful program. We encourage all groups, schools, community organizations to tour this facility to learn about space exploration. Particularly young people are fascinated by this. Thank you for joining us and teaching us, Steve Cotton and Michael Sheehan. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.